Module 5, Risk Assessment, Part 1. Risk assessments are important to improving the safety of an organization. Risk assessments identify hazards and potential for injury. Companies need to conduct risk assessments for different dangers. This module focuses on the risk of harassment and workplace violence. Understanding anger and aggression. Anger is natural. Everyone becomes angry from time to time. When anger is left unchecked, however, it can escalate into aggression. People are more likely to become aggressive when they feel that they are rejected or left out. It is important that employers and managers understand how to curb anger and aggression that they see in employees. Ask questions that lead to I answers that connect employees to their emotions. Show employees they are valued. Ask angry employees about their goals and aspirations. Admit when you are wrong. Defusing and de-escalating strategies. When an employee's anger escalates and they become aggressive, it is important to try different de-escalation strategies. Knowing how to respond to an angry or aggressive person can prevent injuries and save lives. Strategies. Listen. Try to understand what the individual wants or is angry about. Monitor body language. Try to control your physical reactions so that you do not appear to be a threat. Speak carefully. Be respectful. Do not react to the aggression. Be aware of your surroundings in case the altercation escalates. If you are not able to defuse the situation, call the police. Communication skills. Communication skills are important in preventing anger and aggression in the workplace. Learning to communicate with coworkers and employees correctly should be a priority for everyone in management. Each situation will have its own communication needs, but there are basic communication skills. Listen actively. Ask for clarification if you do not understand what someone is saying. Be respectful. Do not dismiss the individual's feelings. Speak clearly. Do not be ambiguous in your dialogue. Compromise. Dialogue means that you are willing to make concessions. Tactical options. Occasionally, it is not possible to defuse a dangerous situation. This requires employees to use different tactical options in order to stay safe. They should be trained to recognize when a person is unstable and possibly dangerous. Employees should disengage from the situation before it escalates. Employers can improve safety by installing security and training employees. Tactical options: appease the individual, call the police, plan an escape. Case study. Steve was the manager of a paper distribution company and he wanted to perform a risk assessment of the business. Environmental dangers were minimal at their worst. The only problems seemed to be with harassment and workplace violence. Once he saw an angry employee named Gary began to shout at another employee. In order to keep the situation from becoming a more serious one, he attempted to de-escalate the situation. He started by listening to both parties and assessing the problem, while also monitoring the body language so he doesn't appear to be threatening. Finally, he spoke carefully to defuse the whole situation and did so successfully. If he hadn't, it could have been a bad situation with the police involved, so he was glad he did.